Okay. Recently, we saw a two-year-old colt saw called Single Bullet. It ran behind Colesberg in early January and ran behind Medinity and the Magic Millions at Wyong. It trialed just a short time ago.
At the 350, Paper Trade led by more than a length. Host Wins Zephyr just niggled out to try and stick with Paper Trade. Calculated runs on Single Bullet coming down the outside, then Cormac. Paper Trade in front. Calculated sets out after it, and Single Bullet runs on. Paper Trade, Calculated, and Single Bullet. Here's the line. Paper Trade won it. Single Bullet ran second. Calculated third.
Hey,
Host
so
Wins
that was
Zephyr.
Single Bullet, and Gary Portelli, the trainer, is on the line. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Satisfied with the trial this morning of Single Bullet?
Yeah, it was really nice. We didn't want to push him too hard. He's not racing for another 3 weeks in the Black Oval. That's the way we're heading. So it was just a nice little gallop and just wanted to get his confidence back again, get him relaxing. And said to Jason, I want to have a hard gallop, but just make sure he works to the line. And he did a really good job. Really happy with him.
Okay, so no Saturday. So you're leaning towards the Black Oval?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think
Okay.
that's a perfect race for him.
She Will Reign is in the Silver Slipper and the markets are open and off what she did in that trial. No surprise, she's the favourite. How's she come on?
Mate, she hasn't taken a backward step. She worked really, really well this morning out on the course proper at Warwick Farm, and I'm really happy where she's at going into this race on the weekend.
First time I've had a chance to talk to you on air since that trial. Did it even blow you away, Gary?
Look, yeah, when I saw the time it was, I just looked like she had an easy gallop watching it, you know,
Yeah.
and I know there was a bunch of first starters in the trial, which was, you know, sort of hard to get a guide from, but when they stopped the watch and said she ran 45, it was incredible. So, you know, she doesn't look like she's going fast, but when you look back at the horses behind her, you can soon see that she's got them under pressure.
I guess in some way, Gary, you got to find out here. How, I mean, we know she's got the speed, but you've got to maintain that speed if you are going to run in a slipper.
There's no doubt, you know, on Saturday, I've got no doubt she'll be coasting coming to the last 100, and that's when I'll be starting to look back at the pack and just see if there's anything starting to pick her up or whether she starts to float and find heavy legs. You know, until you run them over 11 or 1,000 or 1,200, these horses, you're never really sure. But, you know, I'm pretty confident. What I saw this morning, she worked over 1,000 this morning, and her best work was actually past the post. So I'd reckon if we can harness the speed a little bit early, I don't care if she doesn't lead. She sat off Straturbo in the work and just settled beautifully. She was never out to rush. They asked them to quicken up from around about the 600, and then by the time they straightened up, they were working pretty solid down the straight. And then just 50 from the line, his regular track work rider gave him a little squeeze, and he just went to like a half length in front of Straturbo, and then probably 50 yards past the post was 3 or 4 lengths in front. So she was just starting to build when he asked. So she gave me more confidence today than what I've ever had.
That she'll be able to take that sit if that position is there.
Yeah, and run the 1,100 out, I think,
Yeah.
today. She came back and you wouldn't have thought she went out to work when she came back to us. She's just recovered so quickly. So
Yeah, no, it's good news.
spot
Good
on.
news. Yeah, good news. In a perfect world, winning Saturday, then straight to the slipper?
No, she'd go around the reason.
Right.
I think she'd need to get that 1,200 under her belt, and then
Yep.
that's a fortnight, and
Yep.
she's into the slipper then. But, you
Okay.
know, I think that's a perfect plan. She's a pretty good little doer, a pretty relaxed little horse, and I reckon she'd get away on me if I didn't have her at least have one more run.
One more run between. All right, sounds like everything's ticking over. We can't wait to see her again on the weekend. Thanks for your time, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Portelli there. And as I told you earlier, we're probably looking at six or seven runners in that Silver Slipper. She Will Reign, Villa Nero, Invincible Stars, a question mark. Khan is definitely there, but Peter Snowden saying that the horse is vulnerable at the 1,100, maybe looking for a little bit longer. Lucky Louie's probably going to be there. They're the six or seven that will line up in the Silver Slipper. What price are you betting there, Andrew? You told us earlier.
Well, it was $1.90, Benz, but obviously we do have some listeners because
Right.
she's now into 185 to win
Okay.
that race.
Righto.
And important to note what Gary just said before, Single Bullet won't be going around, but he is still in that market.
Okay, so just be wary of that. And just finally, the Black Caviar lightning down on Saturday at Flemington. Terra Vista, Flamberge, the quarterback, Flying Artie, Star Turn, Counter Attack, who galloped on the Flemington course proper this morning. Illustrious Lad, Miss Rock is going to be there with the winkers on first time, and Craig Williams has been booked. Heatherly, Spieth, it goes to Melbourne tonight. Cepedo and Aruzzo, they're the expected runners in the Lightning. Fell Swoop, a decision will be made later today. They're looking at either Saturday or the Oakley Plate. Fell Swoop galloped on the course proper at Canberra this morning. The horse is ready to go if it's Saturday, and we'll hear later today from Matt Dale whether that horse lines up. And Flying Artie, who lines up, worked this morning at Caulfield, sat off a stable mate on the steeplegrass, and in the words of Mick Price, ready to go. So bring on that Black Caviar Lightning, Andrew, on Saturday.
Yeah, the boys have got that market as well open. All In, Star Turn at 460 favourite in front of Flying Artie 480, and Spieth at 550 heads the others.
Okay, looking at my news book here, just some Blue Diamond news. Regan Bayliss will ride Wait for No One for Hayes and Dabernick in that race. Kieran McAvoy has been booked to ride Azazel for Tony McAvoy in the Blue Diamond on Saturday week. And Joe Marrera, as we know, is coming to ride Property in the Blue Diamond, has been booked to ride Scheidel in the Oakley Plate. So there's always news around. We'll be popping most of that up on @AndrewBensley through the Twitter service, @AndrewBensley.